Hello, my name is Angela. Thank you for re you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911 right now. Or you call in to find a testing site near you today.
I'm someone had told me that there was going to be a drive-through. I live in Gadsden. Somebody told me that there was going to be a drive-through sometime soon, and I would need to call this number to try to find out how to sign up for it.
Okay, ma'am, I asked you if you were calling to find a testing site or are you trying to get a shot?
I'm trying to get a shot.
Okay, there's two different things. So hold on just a second. That's why I asked you that. You called the wrong line, so hold on just a minute. Okay, I had to get the screen up for the shots. So hold on just a second, okay? All
Okay.
right, and Gaston is what county?
Etowah County.
Etowah, okay. T-O. All right, I have two for Etowah. It's one in the County Health Department and one for the venue of Coosa Landing. Which one do you want?
The venue, I think.
Okay, that's the one I'm going to register you for. Could you spell your first and last name for me?
My first name is Deborah, Debra, and last name is Staton, Staton.
Okay. All right, Debra, you said was your first name, and
Yes,
Staton,
Debra.
okay.
Staton.
Okay, Ms. Stan, I need you to listen to me carefully. I know you know how to spell your name, but I need you to listen to me repeat it so I can have it
Oh, okay,
correct.
I'm
And
sorry.
only stop me if you hear me say something incorrect. When I repeat it, I just want to make sure that I have it in the system correctly. I wrote it
Okay.
down, okay? So you don't have to repeat anything I'm saying. Just listen to me when I repeat it and tell me if it's right or wrong, okay? What's your phone number? Yeah, what's your phone number?
256-490-6105.
Yeah, I had to do that a lot. You have to realize, I know you know how to spell it, but I need you to tell me if I'm putting it in the system correctly because I don't want to
Okay.
put down, yeah, put down your number, something they can't get in contact with you, and you'll never get your
Sure.
appointment. Okay, everybody does it. It's not just you. All right, is your phone number 256-490-6105?
That's right.
All right, what's your email address?
D Staton Family at yahoo.com.
Okay, I'm gonna repeat it to you again. Only stop me if I say something incorrect, okay? So I need you to listen to me
Okay.
carefully. So it's your first initial D, and then Staton. Hold on, Staton. Family, Family, at yahoo.com.
Yes.
All right, so that's in there correctly. All right, you said you're in Etowah County. Let me look for that, then we'll continue. I have one more question for you once I find your county in the system. Now, what's your age?
I am 65.
65, okay. All right, thank you. Thank you for providing the information. You'll be contacted once an appointment becomes available. Basically, the health department in Etowah County will
Can I
contact you.
also sign up for my husband too?
That's what I was just about to tell you. Do you want to sign up anybody else?
Yes, I
Yeah,
do.
we're doing everybody. When Biden came in, he said 100 million. Now they had 300 million. So we're registering everybody. Before they had us making appointments and registering people only over 75. But they're doing
Okay.
everybody now. All right, so hold on just a second. Let me go back in and come back out. Now, what's your husband's name?
David.
David.
That's correct.
All right. Same last name?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Hold on just a second. Let me go back to your page. I just came off of it. Stanton. Staton.
That's correct.
Okay. Same phone number or different one?
You should use the same phone number.
Okay. 256-490-6105. What yes, about same. The email address?
Same.
Same, okay. dstatonfamily@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
All right. See, I told you I wrote it all down, so that's...
Well, you did a great job.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure I got into the system right, because if I had put something down wrong, an email wrong, and your phone number, they'd never be able to get in touch with you. So that's why I was trying to tell you I needed you to be able to hear what I was saying, so I make sure it was right. Hold on just a second. It'll walk. Okay, what's his age?
He is 67.
67, okay. All right, thank you for providing the information. We'll be contacted once an appointment becomes available for you, which, again, it comes from the health department. Anybody else?
That's it.
All right, well, thank you for calling the COVID vaccine appointment line. You have a great day and stay safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hey. Hello?
I'm still here. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Do you know which vaccine they're giving?
No, ma'am. They don't. All we do is get you into the system. They have like a database. And once I press send, I don't even see your information anymore.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in to the COVID vaccine line, and good luck to you. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.